I do want to thank council for their support throughout this year. We've had our differences, there's no question about that, but I think at the end of the day, we've really come a long way, and what I see is a council that's working with the interests of the city at heart. And I said that from the beginning, that it's okay to have different paths to want to take to get to a goal, as long as at the end of the day, our goals are the interests of the city. So I do want to thank you throughout my first year of office. The 2013 budget of $17,987,122.85 reflects the best estimate of revenues and expenditures, isolating as many variables as possible that can be quantified within the budgeting process. This is almost exactly the same as the amount presented for 2012, in spite of the dramatic cost increases I've highlighted herein. Fiscal year 2013 will be the second year of my administration and the first budget I've presented. A cornerstone of my administration's budget in 2013 will continue with no increase in property taxes. I feel this is vital to help our many residents on fixed incomes during these trying economic times. Although we expect our real estate tax revenue to remain somewhat static, the large number of pending appeals that are currently filed with the Allegheny County make this total difficult to anticipate. Tax billings will be mailed February 15th and due again by April 15th at discount, June 15th at face, and with penalty thereafter. My administration will rededicate employees whose job functions have been reduced due to the implementation of the Tax Claim Bureau to our collection efforts on real estate taxes and other fees and assessments collected in-house. A review of our efforts in 2012 reflect a dramatic increase in these efforts, and we hope to continue that trend in 2013. These efforts are required in order to hold the line on taxes, as our cost for health insurance, our minimum municipal obligations required to be paid to our pension funds, and other costs such as fuel and utilities continue to increase. The municipal service fee will remain the same as the city continues to enjoy dramatic savings in our garbage collection fees over the trends established years ago. In addition, our recycling will be taken over by our current garbage hauler, and the city has entered into a tentative agreement to establish a recycling collection hub within the city with Green Star Recycling. This will allow our surrounding communities to haul their recycling here for collection and result in a payment to the city for every ton collected. The current employees assigned to recycling will be absorbed into the undermanned Public Works Department with no additional cost to the city. And the new stream of revenue created by the recycling hub will help to offset our ever-increasing costs noted above. Lastly, we will embark on a renewed commitment to increase recycling in our city, not only to help preserve the environment for generations to come, but also to decrease the tonnage collected and hauled to the landfill to help further reduce the cost of garbage collection. The new budget reflects the salary increases for all the five union collective bargaining agreements, as well as their corresponding fringe benefits. This year's increases of insurance premiums, together with an increase in our minimum pension obligations of more than $600,000, have challenged our ability to balance a budget without significant tax increases, let alone no increases at all. More onerous than these two costs, however, is the spiraling cost of medical benefits. Without a reconfiguration of plan coverage and the implementation of best practices, it will be impossible to sustain a number of employees currently reflected in the budget. This problem is not unique to the city, but in all likelihood will need to be addressed by us before any federal or state insurance assistance becomes available. The cost of medical coverage benefits in 2013 represents nearly 15% of the entire city budget. While there is no way to contain these costs at the present time due to collective bargaining obligations, this must be addressed in the next contracts for all bargaining units to preserve financial stability in the future. The following highlights reflect some of the accomplishments for the previous fiscal years. Recreation Department at Renzi Housing Park. Funding for 2012 and 2013 continued with upgrades for the walking trail, upgrades to the restrooms and concession stand, lighting to new Sulphur Springs ball fields, continuation of the program to inventory, maintain, and add to existing trees, additional walking trail maintenance, upgrades to the lighting at various fields within the park, and continued maintenance of the pavilions throughout the park. City Administrator Matt Gergen and Recreation Director Jim Brown also secured an additional $40,000 from the RAD Board for capital projects within the park, thus increasing the capital budget awarded to the city from $59,000 in 2012 to $100,000 for the upcoming year. The city also continued with the revitalized and reorganized International Village Celebration and marked the return of the McKeesport Rib Cook-Off. One of the first actions I undertook upon taking office was to revitalize the city's recreation board with active and invested members of the community who have exceeded all expectations. They've worked in conjunction with the Lions Club to bring us the best summer concert series the city has seen in years. The city's customer events such as the Easter egg hunt, fishing derby, carnival, and Halloween parade have been second to none. I'm excited to see the progress the board makes in the coming years to make these events bigger and better each and every year. The exhaustive efforts of the Recreation Board exemplify what the phrase "working together for a better McKeesport" truly means. Rails to Trails. Funding in excess of $100,000 was received to realign the upgrade the bike trail from the Riverton Bridge through RIDC Park and down to McKees Point Marina. These upgrades were desperately needed to realign the trail so it no longer runs down Lyle Boulevard with its high rate of motor vehicle traffic. The trail has been and will continue to be one of the most vital catalysts in making McKeesport once again one of the region's prime destinations. McKees Point Marina. Our marina has been at full capacity for more than 5 years and currently maintains a waiting list of potential boaters. In conjunction with the development of the trail and the Palisades Complex, the marina has become one of the biggest jewels along the Youghiogheny River and will be vital in our continued efforts to revitalize our city. In the coming year, I am working diligently to reorganize and revamp the structure of the marina and Palisades boards to provide a more suitable environment for continued growth and development. Palisades. We received a grant in the amount of $35,000 for a new marquee to aid in marketing the Palisades and events occurring there. In addition, we received $184,000 in grant funds to upgrade the facilities within the Palisades itself. I look forward to upgrading these facilities even further to expand the number and variety of events it can house. Again, this facility, in conjunction with the trail and the marina, is once again making our great city a prime place to visit for all of our surrounding communities. Public safety. EMS service. The city of McKeesport has been blessed with a partnership created with the McKeesport Area Rescue Service, also known as MARS. These professionally trained men and women provide our citizens with first-class service and exceptional response time. Additionally, under the leadership of Bill Miller, the City Emergency Management Coordinator, the city sponsors training and testing as mandated by the Federal Emergency Management Assistance Program. Finally, as needed, MARS also collaborates with our fire and police department, as well as River Rescue at the McKeesport Point Marina, to provide basic training to city employees. We are pleased that the efforts of MARS have been recognized by our surrounding communities, and their services have now been extended to the city of Duquesne. We look forward to serving the residents of Duquesne, and MARS will continue to be prepared to service other areas if called upon. Fire. The city purchased new state-of-the-art turnout gear for all firemen in 2012. Under the leadership of Chief Luss, new equipment was added to the inventory of proactive services provided by these dedicated servants. The department also continues to work collaboratively in mutual aid with communities surrounding McKeesport. Our paid fire department and their high levels of constant training are a luxury that few communities in the Commonwealth continue to enjoy, and we should all feel much safer as a result. Police. Under the direction of Chief Brian Washowitz, the City of McKeesport continued its community policing in Gervaisburg for 2012 and 2013. This cooperative effort has been successful for both communities. The city expects to continue the agreement in the future, as well as expand the concept to other adjoining communities as requested. Collaborative law enforcement endeavors were also sustained in the McKeesport Area School District, a joint venture that placed three officers in McKeesport Senior High School in 2008, is budgeted to continue in 2013 in a program entitled School Resource Officer by both the school district and the city. In addition, we are currently negotiating with UPMC McKeesport to provide armed police officers at their campus 24 hours a day, 365 days per year. This is another opportunity to provide our police services to the community while generating new revenue to support our continued efforts. As I've stated previously, part of the foundation to creating a better McKeesport is solid law enforcement to protect our residents and businesses. Through collaborative efforts with the Office of District Attorney Stephen Zappella, the city has been working tirelessly to create a greater police presence within our limited resources to aid in curbing the addiction to crime and violence, one block and one house at a time. Through the DayNet program, the city has made in excess of 300 arrests since the beginning of this year. As promised in my campaign, I formed the Mayor's Select Committee on Crime and Violence. It is comprised of not only members of my administration and public safety professionals, but also the leaders of the Ministerium, neighborhood task forces, the NAACP, as well as several other vital community leaders. The committee is designed to focus all the resources in our city at curbing the problem of crime and violence at its source, the youth of our city. We are striving to provide our youth with as many positive life experiences as possible. This will have a positive impact on the choices they make throughout their lives and aid them in becoming positive and productive citizens. Public improvements. Due to the efforts of my administration, the city worked with the Commonwealth to reconstruct Law Boulevard and the Walnut Street without the use of any of the city's limited funds. These infrastructure improvements, combined with the long-awaited completion of the flyover ramp serving RIDC Park, should aid in the development of the Law Boulevard and Walnut Street corridors and the mill site itself. Demolition. As the number of abandoned structures continues to grow within our city, the problem of blight and the negative effect it has on our ability to revitalize McKeesport grows each and every day. The city continues to eliminate blight in a concerted effort to revitalize our neighborhoods. Homes and structures are demolished in conjunction with other projects and infrastructure improvements so that when completed, that particular area is ready for the future. Most of the homes slated for the demolition this year utilize CITF grant funds to revitalize the city's cultural and educational sector, which surrounds the new $35 million state-of-the-art educational facility currently under construction by MASD. The CITF grant funds were initially denied for demolition purposes, but due to our stringent efforts, we were able to secure these funds because it was not simply utilized to demolish structures in an ad hoc fashion, but was presented as a concerted site preparation and revitalization for this area. The cultural and educational sector not only encompasses the new educational facility, but also houses the McKeesport Carnegie Library, the McKeesport Little Theater, and many homes with unique architectural value. Due to the importance of eliminating blight in order to achieve revitalization, I've begun the process of creating a demolition capability within our own Public Works Department. This will decrease the cost of blight elimination significantly and give us a more potent weapon to revitalize our neighborhoods. Economic development, new business development. The RIDC Park Industrial Center in McKeesport continues to be the template for building a new McKeesport. I've worked closely with Allegheny County Chief Executive Rich Fitzgerald and District Attorney Steve Zappella to renew the efforts to bring the first community outreach courthouse to the mill site in McKeesport. This will attract professionals and people to the heart of our city and aid significantly in our efforts to revitalize the city. Negotiations have begun with businesses and developers to highlight the opportunities the courthouse will bring to this area. In addition, we've witnessed the grand openings of Bottom Dollar, Dunkin' Donuts, and a new Lampert's Deli Express. In conjunction with the recent openings of Chick's Grill, a new Rite Aid, Christie Park Cones, we can see the new McKeesport is upon us. In the upcoming year, we should witness a revitalized and revamped Eaton Park, a new Speedway gas station, and continue construction of a new shopping plaza along the Walnut Street, which we continue to work diligently to push through the endless bureaucratic red tape. Business synergy. The reconstruction of Law Boulevard and Walnut Street, together with the completion of the flyover ramp at RIDC Industrial Park and the beautification of our streets via the Elm Street and Home Street projects, complement the city's previous efforts to attract new business to the Walnut Street and Law Boulevard corridors. The recruitment of the first community outreach courthouse to be located in RIDC Park will be the anchor required for future development opportunities in Industrial Park and the city as a whole. Housing. Build it and they will come. McKeesport neighborhoods continue to be supported by new development and community reinvestment. My administration will be focusing our efforts on working with the McKeesport Housing Corporation in conjunction with the McKeesport Housing Authority to evaluate the city's abandoned and tax delinquent properties. We will work together to determine if there are homes that can be renovated and made available to the residents of the city through the Housing Authority's Home Partnership Program. Conclusion. We are making progress. McKeesport faces the same problems as the most similar communities throughout the Commonwealth and the country, which are increasing costs and an ever-decreasing revenues. My administration has focused the city's resources and efforts on attacking the actual problems we face. We've addressed the problems of blight and violence, which hamper our ability to attract new businesses and residents. This plan is being implemented by continuing a concerted demolition program and reorganizing our efforts at code enforcement. I've established the Mayor's Select Committee on Crime and Violence to reach our youth and impact their decision-making processes, which will enable them to become productive citizens. These efforts to combat blight and violence will make it possible to attract new businesses and residents. We need to expand our tax base. Businesses are taking advantage of many programs and benefits we highlight that only our city can offer. McKeesport will soon host a new courthouse for Allegheny County. It will spawn economic activity, new construction, new private business, and make us an ongoing destination point for public safety for 33 Mon Valley communities. New construction by the McKeesport Area School District to serve the five communities in the district is underway, and the commitment by UPMC to sustain their presence assures the hub of the Mon Valley will continue to be at the confluence of the Monongahela and Youghiogheny Rivers. It is our job as elected leaders of this great city to find creative ways to keep providing the services to the residents that make us attractive in the face of the constant challenges the current economic situation creates. We must manage employee costs and their attendant benefits in order to be able to make this future a reality. We must work together to build a better McKeesport. I, council, my administration, the employees, and the residents of McKeesport, that is the together I speak of when I implore you with the phrase, working together for a better McKeesport. This effort and this spirit of cooperation is what it is going to take to see our city flourish once again. Once again, I just want to take this opportunity to thank council for working with us, and I truly mean when we talk about working together, that's what it's going to take. And I look forward to serving this great city in the upcoming year. And at this point in time, that concludes my report, Mr. President.